The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
This is the latest in our series, The Life of a Song, and I'm Amy Walker. This week, try a little tenderness.
Oh, she may be weary. Them young girls, they do get weary wearing that same old shaggy dress, yeah.
The Donkey from Shrek, the cast of the 1991 film The Commitments, and the American singer Chris Brown are just some of the artists who turned the song Try a Little Tenderness into something of a gimmick. In recent times, it's featured on the soundtrack of many a sentimental film. But back in 1966, Otis Redding poured himself into the song, transforming a syrupy ballad into something with heart and soul. Try a Little Tenderness was written by the British duo Jimmy Campbell and Reg Connolly, along with the Tin Pan Alley songwriter Harry M. Woods. It was first recorded in 1932 by the Ray Noble Orchestra, with the dance hall singer Val Rosing featuring as guest vocalist. The song's lyrics are essentially an introductory lesson in the art of courting, but in their hands, they come across as reserved, saccharine, and innocent.
You won't regret it. Women don't forget it. Love is their whole happiness. It's all so easy. Try a little tenderness.
Following year, in 1933, the crooners Ruth Etting and Bing Crosby both recorded the song. Although advancements in sound production technology brought greater clarity to their performances, these too lacked character. Here's Bing Crosby.
It's not just sentimental. She has her grief and her care, and a word that's soft and gentle makes it easier.
Jazz and swing singers fared better with the song. In 1946, Old Blue Eyes tackled it on his debut album, The Voice of Frank Sinatra. At last, the song had found an artist capable of injecting some depth of feeling into the lyrics.
She may be weary. Women do get weary. Wearing the same shabby dress. And when she's weary.
In 1958, Sinatra's fellow Rat Pack member, Sammy Davis Jr., largely followed Sinatra's template, but his effort was more pared back. It was accompanied by a solo guitar instead of an entire orchestra. A decade later, Ella Fitzgerald's recording of Try a Little Tenderness succeeded in making the song's counsel to men sound both moving and knowing.
You won't, you won't, you won't, you won't, you won't regret it. Women, don't forget it. Love is their home. Happiness. It's all so easy. Try a little tenderness.
Then along came Otis Redding. Arguably, it was the so-called King of Soul, Sam Cooke, who laid the foundations for Redding's iconic take on the song with his own recording from 1965. But although Cooke hints at the seductive purposes of applying a little TLC to a lady, he still errs on the side of goofy.
And oh, it's all so easy. Try a little tenderness. And every now and then you have to tell her, honey, I love...
What the song needed wasn't a complete rewrite, but a singer who could reinterpret its meaning. In 1966, Redding released his provocative and impassioned version. It was backed by Stax Studios' house band, Booker T and the MGs, and staff producer Isaac Hayes. Redding dispensed with any lingering cloyingness by incorporating snippets from Duke Ellington and Lee Gaines' suggestive track, Just Squeeze Me, But Please Don't Tease Me.
Squeeze her, don't tease her, never leave her.
When Redding advises, you got to know how to love her, man, you'll be surprised, man, in his distinctive, arresting voice, he comes across as a sage and experienced lover who knows exactly what he's talking about. Redding's uninhibited live performances of Try a Little Tenderness took things even further. He seemed to enter into a trance when the song kicks into its full-on frenetic soul mode. Today, Redding's version endures and features on Rolling Stone magazine's list of the greatest songs of all time, and it's indisputably his song. Perhaps it's why other singers, such as Etta James in her cover from 2000, steered clear of Redding's vocal flourishes. Even Florence and the Machine, an artist who rarely shies away from redefining other artists' songs, reined it in during her 2011 MTV Unplugged performance of Try a Little Tenderness.
Try a little tenderness.
Most recently, Redding's version was sampled in the song Otis on Jay-Z and Kanye West's collaborative album Watch the Throne. Musically, it works, with the loop sample of Redding's staccato delivery weaving neatly with the two rappers.
I invented sweat, popping bottles, putting supermodels in a cab. Proof. I guess I got my swagger back. Truth. New watch alert. New blows. Or the big face rollie, I got two of those. Arm out the window through the city, I'm a new slow. Cut back, snap back, see my cut through the
old school soulsters might balk at the track's juxtaposition of Redding's romantic wisdom with a Who Blowin' Rolex rap that professes its own sophisticated ignorance. But Redding's widow Zelma had no qualms. In an interview, she thanked Jay-Z and Kanye West for, quote, honouring Otis through their music. It's not known, though, what Zelma thought about her late husband's song being covered by a singing donkey.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.